Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in this morning, To Kill a Mockingbird through June 22nd. And Patrick Ahern, this is going to be a very fun show. I don't know that we have done a show like we're about to do.
Well,
two of the stars.
Yeah, two of the stars of the show here.
And they're young stars.
Well, there are young stars out there.
There are. Yeah. We've got two of them right here.
We've got two of them right in the studio right now. And the third one here is very lucky to be here with you, because it almost became not To Kill a Mockingbird, but To Kill a CEO and a Producing Artistic Director last Friday.
Yeah, you are all banged up.
I'm banged up.
First thing I noticed, you hadn't shaved. And then I saw why you hadn't shaved, because you've got on your chin a pretty deep
Nine
cut.
Stitches. Yeah.
That's deep cut.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm here.
The moral of the story is watch where you walk. Because I did the same thing last summer outside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, watching where I walk, it was a no-brainer. I just didn't remember that there was a blockade there.
We're glad to have you here this morning.
I'm glad to be here. Trust me.
in a lot of ways. To Kill a Mockingbird, I saw it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is a wow kind of thing. I told you afterwards. That whole the second half of the play after intermission,
mm-hmm.
you just sit there and you go through a whole lot of emotions.
Yeah. It's a classic, and it's what I like about it is that it's timely, and there's timely lessons to be learned from it. So it's not only that there's great acting on the stage, and from that perspective, it's entertaining. But there's so much to be taken away from it that, we're proud to present it at Riverside Center. And boy, the audiences have responded. The tickets have sold very well. We're in our, we have this week and three more to go. So just under 4 weeks left in the run of the show. And
standing ovation at the end.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's like that probably with everyone, because
I would
just
imagine,
the way it ends.
Yeah.
The other thing that struck me is, because you brought Todd Coker in about a month ago, who plays Atticus in the show. And I did not know that at the time of the interview. Since then, he has told me he never watched... He's never watched the movie, so he didn't know. He wanted to make it his, and he's just like Gregory Peck in there. I mean, you would think you're looking at Gregory Peck on stage.
Well, thank you, because that's what I thought when I had. Well, I met him a long time ago, but when he was in town a few years ago, and he was talking about maybe doing a master class or something at Riverside, I said, "What about being on the stage at Riverside?" He's like, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "I want to do this play, To Kill a Mockingbird." He says, "Oh my God." I said, "Well, you certainly got the look for it."
Yeah,
so I don't know. You've never auditioned for me, but I can certainly tell by your resume and the projects you've done that this is a no-brainer. So he's terrific. The whole cast is terrific. These two young people next to me are absolutely terrific. I've got Scout sitting right next to me, Eleni here, and I've got Scout's brother right next to me over there. What's your name? Jim. That's right. Grayson's been here before.
He has. I did not realize that when I went out and I saw him. I thought, "You've been here before, but I couldn't place where."
Yeah, and he played a classic character in Heartbreak Hotel, young Elvis. Now he's playing another classic character in To Kill a Mockingbird. Yep. And he's soon to do everybody's beloved musical at Riverside, Sound of Music. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's the introduction. And I just made them both CEO and Producing Artistic Director at Riverside this morning. So there you have it.
Although Scout didn't want to be that.
She didn't. No, but I think she'll change her mind in several years.
Well, welcome to both of you guys. You are both fantastic.
Thank you. Now, you, even though there's a mic there, remember what I told you in the show? You got to really speak up.
Okay.
So they pick up your voice.
There we go.
All right?
Perfect. As soon as they answered, I thought, we're going to have to talk louder than that. You guys all should know that.
Yep.
You having fun in the show?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
A lot of fun.
How the question everybody asks about you guys in walking out, everybody was talking about, how did you guys learn all those lines?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It was kind of easy. It took me like a week and a half. I just like read it a couple of times, and then I just tried to do it, and I did it.
Wow.
What's your first line in the show?
I'm watching for Atticus.
Good for you.
I know. I've done it a lot of times. I've done it a lot of times.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it wasn't as quick, but it was definitely a lot of reading over. And it was the same thing for Heartbreak, but if you just read over it, just eventually, you don't even know it, but you just have it memorized already, and you're like, oh, I don't know, I have it memorized. But, yes, it was definitely hard. It took me, like, until the last week of rehearsals to get them all memorized, which kind of made me nervous. Because I didn't know if I was ready or not, but I was, so.
Well, hip, hip. I was ready to go on in case, you know, you didn't have all the lines down.
That would make sense.
Yeah,
you'd be the perfect. And you both are on stage so much during the play.
Yeah, do you ever leave stage?
Only for, like, costume changes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's on for most of it.
Like 99% of it. Even if I'm, like, not talking, I'm still there. Like, in the court scene, I'm not talking, but I'm still there.
I was thinking of that the court scene, you guys are in the background, but you still are, like you say, you're still there.
Yeah.
You're
still.
Busts up our knees. We have to sit on our knees the entire time.
I know. I'll talk to the CEO about that.
And then we have to pray that our knees don't get busted up.
We do have this little, foam block that goes across the floor, so it's not as bad as it was.
But, like, a couple of days before that, we had actual cushions, but then they removed it and made it worse.
The cushions had like, spikes in them.
What are they doing over there? They don't know what the heck they're doing.
I need to talk. I'm going to talk to somebody about this, because we got to get the cushions back. That's it. We're going to get the cushions back. Hey, we need to take a quick break and come back. This is going to be great stuff this morning. Scout and Jem here, along with the Patrick Ahern Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, To Kill a Mockingbird through June 22nd. RiversideDT.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is To Kill a Mockingbird at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts through June 22nd. Patrick Ahern here, along with Jem and Scout from just a terrific show. Patrick, how did you find... Because, I mean, this would be a tough show to cast. You know, you had, like you said, you had Tug there. He had the look, and once you got him nailed down, and Andrea does a great job of narrating.
Oh, yeah.
As a narrator, it's just terrific, because having watched the movie, and I it was really helpful to me to watch the movie about 2 weeks before I went to see the show, because it really did
helps it did fill help it in for you, yeah.
And I wondered, how do you put this on stage with transitions? And she does a terrific job.
Yeah, she does a great job. She's not only a great vocalist, but she's a great actor.
Yeah,
and we're lucky to have her in the area. She wasn't always in this area, but she's here now, and. Yeah, the entire cast is really wonderful. We had a good amount of turnout for the auditions. Grayson, I thought would end up being a natural fit, but he auditioned because the director for To Kill a Mockingbird, by the way, Quinn Vogt Welch, did an outstanding job.
Yeah.
And so she, when he read for her and everything, she said to me, yeah, that's right on the money. But this young lady over here came in on her birthday.
It was my birthday.
Her birthday. And matter of fact, I even had them go back and get her a piece of cake.
Yeah, that was really
amazing. And a candle. And we sang happy birthday to her. And she just blew us away and blew Quinn away. And Quinn couldn't wait to work for her. And she actually did a really great thing. And her mom and dad and her brother and sister, they were supposed to go on a Disney cruise.
Yep.
And if they went on that Disney cruise, she wouldn't have been able to do the show. So they were able to change it and postpone it. And she's in the show, and we're all the better for it. So, we're getting more and more reach out for people submitting both the video auditions and coming in from, you know, the DMV area, Richmond, and... It's really great, but that's how we end up with quality talent.
At all ages.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say too, not just because they're sitting in the studio with us and listening, but I say this with all sincerity, a lot of it has to do with the parents.
Absolutely.
It's the way that these kids are raised on being aware of projects out there, and you know what makes you possibly want to be an actor is what you observe in your younger years and all the way through your life. And then if you've got some parents that kind of point it out to you and say, hey, isn't this cool? Or look at this story, or take them to a movie or a play or a musical that might excite them. And then the parents, you know, quite honestly, they got to put a lot of things on hold and on the side, because they've got to take them to rehearsals, they got to take them for performances. So I have great respect for moms and dads, because
late nights,
they are nurturing them. And you know, who knows, I mean, right now the both of them say, oh, we want to do this, we don't want to be a CEO, we want to be an actor, and they probably very well will be that. But even if they don't, the you know, essential tools of life and confidence and how to be strong.
Just be able to look at an adult and have a conversation.
Yeah, it's a great, great experience for them. Yep.
Yeah. Eleni, how old are you?
I'm 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm 9 years old.
Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
Okay.
So I don't go to a school.
Yeah.
But I used to. But when I finished first grade, I became homeschooled, and so it makes it easier to be able to do shows like this, because it only takes me, less time to do my schoolwork, and I can do it, like, when I have the time, so that I can make it to rehearsals on time, shows on time.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about missing anything, like school.
You seem you're having a lot of fun doing this show.
I am. It's a lot of fun, especially like the friends that I've made and the people I've met, like Grayson and Patrick and my understudy Catherine, and all the adults. I'm also close with them. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
And it's probably a memory you'll have for the rest of your life.
Yeah, probably.
Your first big show.
Yep.
Grayson, what's this like for you? Because you did Heartbreak Hotel, so you're a veteran at this. You know your way around the theater.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
This show is definitely way different than Heartbreak Hotel. First of all, there's no music besides little flutes in the background.
Yeah.
Second of all, I have way more. I did not have a lot in Heartbreak Hotel. I mean, it was still awesome that I was in it, but this is like, wow. Because, I don't know, just all the lines, as we talked about before, it's definitely more... serious acting, I could say. Because in the other one, I was just, oh, mama. I love you, mama. Now it's... Oh, my Gosh, I'm not good at this.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, exactly.
No, it is. I mean, it's there's a lot to the. And I was going to ask you guys, because the other thing I hear of how do they learn the lines, but this is a really it's such a serious play.
It is.
And you all know, it's not like you're just reading lines. You know what's going on.
Yeah. I actually say that a lot. Like, some are good, but, like, sometimes, like, in school plays and stuff, when people are performing, it sounds like they're reading their lines for the first time, and they just sound so bland. And, I don't know, I don't like it. But, and also, another kind of difficult thing is, I have two characters. Sure, one character, I'm in it for, like, 5 seconds, but...
Yep. And then makes fun of Scout.
Yeah.
That second
character. I have to be...
Mean.
A mean, not very nice kid.
And I get to yell at you.
I'm not going to explain why he's not nice.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
But,
It's not.
But, and then, like, 5 seconds later, I'm Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird playing two characters. But since I don't really have to get into the mindset of the other one, it's not that bad. I just have to do a mean little voice, and then that's it. But for Jem, like, when I, like, before the audition and when I got the role, I was watching the movie a lot, but then I stopped watching it because those aren't my lines, and I didn't want to get used to that Jem. I mean, yeah, so I took inspiration from that one, but I kind of made it my own a little bit.
Kind of, I think
it's good preparation for The Sound of Music, because I haven't told you yet, but you're playing Kurt, but you're also going to be the understudy for Captain Von Trapp, so you're going to have to learn all his lines, too.
Yes, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, so... It'll work good, and we'll just get you a little stool when you have to walk the line of the children to, you know, be a little taller.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
That'd be awesome.
And I've got a really good whistle for you, too, so you'll have, yeah.
I'm glad you can sing, Grayson. You're going to need that.
Yeah.
Can't sing right now, but...
Yeah, you can't sing. We're on air, but...
What's so interesting, Patrick, is talking to them. I mean, they have such an understanding of the show and their lines, and you just sit there amazed by a lot of things. And this is one of those shows.
I mean, they are strong enough as young individuals. What's great about it for me is it doesn't seem like acting. They're intelligent enough, and they've had good training from their parents and wonderful direction from Quinn,
mm-hmm.
that what they do on stage is an extension of themselves. They're, you know, which is not easy to teach. You know, a lot of people think it's acting, you know, but when people are acting, it's like, that's not what you want. You want people to be the essence of the character through themselves.
And they are. And boy, I mean, there are some tough parts in this show.
Mm-hmm.
And you're warned ahead of time. And we talked about this when you were here before about some of the language of that day was not very
pretty. It's history. Yeah. It's history. And I do say in my announcement, whether it's recorded or I'm there in person, but, you know, a lot of people have complained in the past, well, and they still do, if we're doing a show that has language, especially when the Lord's name is taken in vain, you know, people don't like that. And sometimes they think that we at Riverside insert it gratuitously.
No.
Like we want to be provocative. It is not. It's the script. It's the person who writes the play, like Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. They are her words. And when I sign my name to a license agreement to have that show, I'm honoring, it's specific in that, do not change, touch, or do anything to this. And we have to honor that, or else we could get potentially in trouble. So it is a piece from many, many years ago when certain things were spoken that apparently were offensive for that time, but nobody spoke up about it. And so there are racial slurs in the show, but I think everybody has taken it in stride and actually, you know, puts a mirror to everybody's face sometimes when you have to go, wow, I can't believe people talked like this. And unfortunately, people still do. Yeah. And that's why it's good to do something like this, because it brings attention to where we are in the world. But anyway.
Now, and you guys are on stage when a lot of things are, a lot of people are being mean to each other and saying really bad things.
Yeah.
And you're having to deal with it with your character and just as kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's sometimes I feel bad that the actors have to say that, because I know that that's not them.
Yeah.
But they have to act that, because I know them in real life and I know that that's not them. But it feels so weird whenever you have to see someone that you know act a character that's bad, or like have to watch them do something in a play that's bad, like The Wilson, who plays Bob Yule, he's really nice, but when he has to play Bob Yule, he does it so good.
Yeah, you're really mad at him.
I'm really, like, you actually, like, can be like, why do you have to do that? But people, like, they don't see it on stage, but he's a nice person. That's not him. It's acting, but he does it good, which is why we're actors. And it's just, sometimes it's hard, but whenever you know that that's not them, you can get past that without having trouble.
It's a character.
It's a character.
They're just doing their job, you know.
It's not real.
No. It's real in the moment, I mean, for being on stage, but but it's not necessarily. They have a different name with that character.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not them.
And the other thing is, too, when you're doing a play or a musical and they're not everything is happy, you know, and but even when it's happy, you don't want to, when the show is over and you take your bow, you leave your character behind. And you go home and you're Eleni.
Yep,
you know?
Me.
Some actors that I know have a hard time doing that. But yeah, you have to know how to divorce yourself from it. So that's why Wilson is such a good actor, because he is such a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's portraying something that's not pleasant.
That's why he's probably like one of my favorite characters in the show, because of how good he is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's so good.
In my opinion, he's probably one of the best actors in it. But yeah, I think he's awesome. To do that is incredible. Like, especially, like, yeah, with the language, it's hard to do that, because, like, the people who are playing that role, like, it's hard to say it, because that's not what you think, and I would know, but
yeah, you have to say.
But you just do it, because you know that that's not you. You would never say that outside of actually performing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my friends are like, oh my gosh, you must be really upset. And I'm like, yes, I am upset about it, but I'm not just going to not do it. Because that's what the script says, and I'm going to honor it. Like, that's what we're saying.
Got to take a quick break. This is good stuff. They're as good as most adults that come in here, Patrick. This is just
sometimes a lot better.
they are a whole lot better at a lot of times. Patrick Ahern here, Eleni and Grayson from Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, To Kill a Mockingbird through June 22nd, riversidedt.com. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA, Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning. Patrick Ahern here along with a scout and gem from To Kill a Mockingbird through June 22nd. Get your tickets, as we talked about, through June 22nd, riversidedt.com. Both you guys, I didn't ask you about Scout. I'll start with you. When did you start acting? What was your first player? If you're nine, when did you start acting?
I started acting like about a year ago when I was like eight. It was like last year's summer. Where I live in Maryland, there was this summer camp. They were doing Annie, and so my mom was like, hey, I just saw this thing. You want to do Annie? And I'm like, yeah, because I had just saw Annie very recently, and I fell in love with it. So after that show, I really wanted to do more acting. So that fall, I did Matilda. This spring, I did the Beauty and the Beast. And now I'm doing To Kill a Mockingbird.
A big one.
Which is a big one, so.
Okay. Yeah. Grayson, when did you start acting?
A few months ago.
At least that's
in my first show ever, Heartbreak Hotel. Same age, same year. Well, 2024 to 2025. But yeah, that's when I started.
Wait a minute.
I've been acting longer than you?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, then. I did not know that.
Well, you both do. It's like we just said, it's just so natural. And I guess one of the things, Patrick, especially with this show, you have to have, there has to be an understanding of what's to be able to deliver the lines in a certain way. So that's what makes them so remarkable.
Exactly. Yeah. I attribute that again. I'll say it: parents and the director. They were able to get these performances from them. I know Tug has said to me, you know, I told him before he came in, I said, you're going to be really amazed at how good these kids are. And he may have thought to himself, you know, oh, yeah, okay. But he has said, this is some of the best, you know, he's worked with kids before, but
yeah.
these children are strong, you know, as he's talked about the show itself. You know, he's worked at some major regional theaters. He's worked on Broadway, like myself. And it's all about finding quality talent. And these two to my left are quality talent. They have futures in this business if they want it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know, because now Eleni is the CEO, and
no,
she's going to have a lot on her plate.
Yes,
no,
yeah.
And then once she becomes the CEO, then people are going to ask her to run
CEO.
For office, and then she'll probably
what?
End up being the president of the United States someday.
But I'll be able to say she was here. I'll be able to say that Eleni was here.
You will.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the president. That's not my goal in life.
Okay.
So Eleni, you're on the stage a whole lot. Are there certain parts of this show that you really like?
Yeah. There are parts that are really fun. Like, one of my favorite parts is honestly, like, the mob scene. Like, whenever Atticus is in front of the jailhouse.
Jail, yeah.
Because I get to just run in. I get to right straight to the stage. I'm like, ha! Ah! And I, like, and I like how I'm literally, like, I'm interrupting something. I like doing that. I'm interrupting an adult thing going on in the jailhouse, and then I save the day.
You do. You're the hero for that.
And then I make Cunningham, that's his last name, not his first name, realize that it's not right, because like I'm like, my father's telling me about your entailment. And then they go away. So I save the day, and I save Tom from being dead, and my father from being dead. Now,
yeah.
Not my real father, acting father.
Right.
Tug.
No, so you ran up and you got to interrupt everybody. And you didn't get in trouble. You didn't get in trouble at the end for it.
Yeah, I didn't even get in trouble. That's the best. That's everything a kid could want, to interrupt something without getting in trouble.
When you're wearing the ham, that's one of my favorite parts. When you show up, when you're, you know, that's a ham, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a ham. Honestly, I feel kind of embarrassed. Like everybody laughs. Like I'm just wearing a ham, people. It's a play. Deal with it. It's a story. Don't laugh at me. I'm just
They're
wearing a ham.
They're not laughing at you.
I'm an innocent ham. And then Bobbio tries to kill us.
But you realize, you know, all actors are hams.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's, it means you're outwardly, you put yourself out there. You put yourself on stage. It means you're a ham.
Another thing that I don't really like that people laugh about, there's two other things I don't like they laugh about.
Mm.
When Mrs. DeBose starts insulting me, why do they have to laugh?
Because it's funny.
Because they're kind of laughing at her.
It is not funny.
When she calls you an ugly girl, it's funny.
That is not funny. And then the other part is at the end, whenever I'm taking Boo home, I just put my arm and then we start walking and then everybody starts laughing.
Hmm. Should I tell them before the show, would you please not laugh at these three things?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it starting tonight.
Grayson, how about you? What do you like in this when you're up there?
My favorite part is the attack.
Knew it.
When me and Scout are attacked by an old man named Bob Buell.
Why do you like getting your arm broken?
I get my arm broken.
Why do you like that?
And I like the action. And then I know a lot of people might not think it, but one of my favorite parts is when I'm the other boy, not Scout.
Huh?
Because it's a different type of acting. And I also like changing my voice. It's kind of fun. But yeah, it's like my first scene and my last scene are like my favorite parts.
Well, you guys mentioned Boo. That's another part of this play, because a lot of us make judgments on people and we're wrong. And all through the play, you guys were kind of making fun of Boo and trying to do things. And at the end, he's a much different person.
Can I? Honestly, it wasn't us. It was Dill. It was Dill's idea to make him come out. It wasn't us. It was Dill. Don't blame us.
As I thought.
I hope Matthias isn't watching.
As I thought, Boo Radley eats.
Did you guys say hi to Matthias this morning? Because he couldn't be here. You better tell him hi.
Oh.
Dill.
I didn't grab him. Hi, Matthias.
How you doing, pal?
Hey, we're on the radio right now.
He
couldn't be here.
Aw, that's nice of you.
That's nice.
Yeah. He'll hear that now and he'll feel really good. You made his day.
Miss you, Matthias. See you tonight for the show.
Is he listening?
I don't know. Probably.
If he's not listening, he'll hear it when they play it back.
They'll play it back.
He'll hear it eventually.
Yeah. Eventually. That's the other thing. I mean, we've got two of them here. But yeah, I totally forgot. Dill's the other
kid
actor.
Yeah.
That's so good.
He comes back and forth from Charlottesville. And And he's wonderful. And he's pretty much a novice. This is one of his first things he's ever done, if not the first.
It is the first for him.
Terrific. It's got the character down, the accent down. It's really terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're lucky to have you.
Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean it.
Everyone at Riverside has been such an inspiration to me. Like...
Yeah.
I love Riverside so much.
I know.
Like, I'm saying like a lot. It's weird. But I'm just going to keep going there until if I find something better. And that's a big if.
Yep.
Did you tell everybody how many times you saw Jesus Christ Superstar?
Oh, yeah.
You saw it like 14 times.
Exactly. I saw it 14
times.
And
I only saw it once with you.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
And then I
was
in
so good.
It was amazing. And I was like... I literally cried so much. Like,
she did cry.
I did cry a lot. That was beautiful, but I don't think I cried as much as people are crying during To Kill a Mockingbird. The show Jesus Christ Superstar was good, but I think To Kill a Mockingbird is great.
I think To Kill a Mockingbird is good, and Jesus Christ Superstar is great.
Hey, you don't like our show better?
It's two different things.
They're so different.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ Superstar is just music.
I like
it. To Kill a Mockingbird is no music.
Right.
But To Kill a Mockingbird actually tells a story. Jesus Christ Superstar is telling a story, but it's just music. Words are more powerful than music.
You know, when they're all walking upstage in that one scene, and what are they singing there? We Shall Overcome?
We shall.
Yeah. I tried to get them to sing Hosanna from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
But they wouldn't let me change it. Harper Lee said no.
Mm. Wait,
yeah,
what?
From heaven, she said no.
Did you actually try to...
No, I'm just kidding.
Harper Lee's dead.
Oh, right.
Harper Lee's dead.
I am so silly.
Harper Lee died.
You know me, I'm such a jokester.
I take everything too seriously.
Honestly, I do that with jokes a lot. I take jokes too seriously, according to my dad.
Oh, okay.
And my mom.
Oh, yes, you do.
Now, and my grandparents. I have a question for you. Where's Eliza this morning?
She's at home.
She's at home.
My sister is at home. Hi, Eliza. Hi, Elliot. My brother.
Are they listening?
I think my dad's listening. My brother is 11 months old. He turned 11 months old yesterday. My sister is 3 years old. I'm the oldest. So hi, siblings. Hi, Dad. And my grandparents are staying at my house. So hi, abuelita. Hi, abuelito. They speak Spanish. That's grandma and grandpa in Spanish.
Gotcha. There you go.
Gotcha. Beautiful.
Yeah.
We covered all our bases.
Hey, yep. So Grace, you talked about how everybody at Riverside's been an inspiration to you.
Definitely.
How so?
That's the question I don't like.
That is the question.
Well, first of all, everyone is just so nice there.
They are.
And I get along with everybody. And then Elliot, which was Elvis in the last show.
Oh, his name is Elliot, like my brother.
He was teaching me how to be like respectful and don't get a big head. And then Tug still obviously doesn't want me to be cocky, but he's helping me how to be a better actor. And I don't know, I think and just everyone there is just nice.
Yeah,
that's, and I love them all. I don't know if there's a single person at Riverside as of now that I do not like.
Yeah. Can I just add to that?
Of course you can.
I love the people there. They're always so nice. I just want to say something. My understudy, Catherine, she is so nice. She's just like, I saw her every day, and she was so nice. She was like, even in the audition, she was there. And whenever I got the role, she knew I got the role, but she was always like, good luck, like good job, and I'm very thankful to have a friend like her.
Aww.
So I'm glad that I came to Riverside to meet her.
Oh, okay, that's so nice.
That is very nice.
Yes, that is very nice. Very good. Very, very good.
I mean, you do this show a lot during the week. I guess you got to get a lot of rest during the day to get ready for it at night, or get ready for you know, when you've got matinees.
Well, on Wednesdays the shows are at 1:30, so we have to be there at 1. I live 2 hours away, but I stay in the cast house. But we have Mondays and Tuesdays off, so Wednesday mornings we leave to get over to the show on time, and then we stay for the rest of the week. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we have to be there by 7 to have shows at 7:30. And then on Sunday, we have shows at 3. Have to be there at 2:30. And then after the show, I get to go home again.
Where's home at? Where do you live?
I live in Brunswick, Maryland. It's 2 hours away. One time, it was 3 hours and a half because of traffic.
Traffic, right.
I hate traffic. Because I'm just in the car. Sometimes I study my lines. Most of the time, I'm just talking to Mom.
I know. I hate traffic.
Ugh.
It's a waste of time.
Yes, it is. I hate traffic. I just want to go home. I'm not home all week.
Yes,
and then everybody has to block the traffic.
And Grayson, how about you? How far away do you live?
Like 12 minutes.
Okay.
So it's not as much of a hassle.
Like Catherine, who also lives close.
Like me, Catherine, and Joey.
Your
understudy, which is also Dill's understudy.
He's a double understudy.
So we all live close, so it's easy to just to come to Riverside, which is another reason why I love it so much. It's a great theater, and it's right by my house. So
Me and Matthias are a different story. Matthias lives an hour and a half away, and I live 2 hours away. Matthias drives to and from every day. Only on weekends he stays at the cast house with us because he has school. He's public schooled, unlike me that's homeschooled, that can stay at there. So he has to drive to and from, and I get to stay there. So we live far away. You guys live close. So that makes things sometimes harder, but...
So when you all stay at the cast house...
It's easier, because
it's easier, but
it's like 8 minutes away.
But is it like having a big slumber party?
Yeah.
It must be fun.
Last weekend, me and Matthias we're just like, we play all the time. Like, we're just like, wow, that show is great. Now let's play until midnight. One time we literally played it until 12:30.
Ooh, that was late.
I want to go to the cast house.
Why do you want to go to the cast house? You don't need to. You
live
to
a... I just want to hang out.
Come for a visit.
I want to visit you guys.
Slumber party.
I could sleep over for the weekend.
Okay.
I used to go over to the cast house during one of the shows because they wanted me to play cards with them. So I would go over.
I made a magic trick of the cards at the cast house.
Oh, you did?
I do magic tricks. I got a magic book from the library.
Wow.
You guys are awesome. You guys are just awesome. Need to take a quick break. We're going to wrap this up when we come back. It is Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, To Kill a Mockingbird, through June the 22nd. Scout and Jim here along with Patrick Ahern, although I will say Scout and Jim have, for once, overshadowed Patrick Ahern. You've been overshadowed greatly today. We all have, Patrick. This has been their show. RiversideDT.com. RiversideDT.com. Get those tickets before June 22nd. You will not regret it because of the show, because as you've heard here, just a couple of the actors, all the actors are just awesome. More News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
To Kill a Mockingbird at the Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, RiversideDT.com through June 22nd. Get your tickets. Patrick Ahern, Scout, and Jim here this morning. Before we get out of here, next show coming up in Riverside in June. Another real powerful and a show to really make you think, Patrick.
Incredibly powerful. Next to Normal. Actually won the Pulitzer Prize back in 2010, 2011. Was the Tony Award for Best Musical. Deals with mental health issues, a mother's difficulties in dealing with a loss in her family and dealing with life. It's a wonderful piece of theater. And it's a musical to boot. The score is terrific. We're really excited because Adrian Hick, who has become such a fan, such a fan favorite here, from Bright Star to Ragtime to the Bridges of Madison County. And then her husband joined her in the Bridges of Madison County, Andrew Foote. The two of them are coming in to do these two huge roles, along with some other people who are brand new to Riverside and some who have worked at Riverside before. Cast of Six, orchestra. Don't miss it. You know what I say to people? You know, when you say, oh, we're doing The Phantom of the Opera, or we're doing Les Mis, or we're doing Wicked, everybody goes, whoa!
Wicked.
But then I announce something like Next to Normal, and there's dead silence. When we did Bright Star, nobody had heard of it. It became everybody's favorite.
It was.
And so give a show that you might not know. You might go, oh, I don't know what that is, or, oh, it deals with mental health. Give it a shot.
Bridges of Madison County was the same way. A lot of people were not aware of that, and you saw that, and you
knocked
walked out changed.
Yeah. So I think it would be, I'm sure the word of mouth will be great. We're only running it for 5 weeks. So get your tickets for Next to Normal. You will be very glad that you did. And then we've got Sound of Music coming up in August the 20th. And the gentleman down there on the end will be playing Kurt in the Sound of Music, and then White Christmas for the holiday. I can't believe I'm saying the holidays.
Holidays, already. I know.
How are we already at? Wait, we're almost to the holidays.
Oh, halfway through the year.
Sound of Music's running for 10 weeks, right?
It's 10 weeks.
Oh my!
Did you know?
See, you're gonna have to put up with me for 10 weeks.
And you're the
plus
director?
Rehearsals.
You're the director.
I am.
Wait, can
see, you've
we?
Never worked with me as a director
I
before.
Haven't, and
oh,
I'm
boy.
Really
oh, we'll bring him back. And he won't be saying, I like everybody at Riverside. This has been great, you guys. Thank you for coming in because the show that you guys do such a great job in the show. You've done such a great job this morning. And I want to, from now on, Grayson, I'll always refer to you as the gentleman. When Patrick just called you the gentleman down there.
Thank you.
That is
so
great.
Yeah. One thing I want to just quickly say, Ted, I want to thank the community and the surrounding areas for their support of Riverside Center. Now that we are a nonprofit, boy, it's been really great. So thank you all for continuing that support.
RiversideDT.com. Get those tickets. Continue that support. Patrick, Scout, and Jim, thanks.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.